it was important for us to work with a big data aggregator like Google is because we're talking about tremendous amounts of data and tremendous amounts of bandwidth that's required to search it and to return results from queries. And our systems at the USPTO, while capable for internal use, are not able to handle the amount of bandwidth required in order to conduct those kinds of queries, to assemble the data, the answers to the queries, and to be able to return it to users. And so we're able to put an agreement in place with Google under which they will use their enormous IT resources in order to make that data available in bulk query form.
So up until now, the only way folks could get that information is for a fee, or was for a fee.
Well, that's right. Yeah, what users had to do was to submit a request to the USPTO, and we made the information available literally on disks or tapes and charged a fee for doing that.
So let's talk about what this is going to mean as far as how people use your service and as far as your workload is concerned. Does this take pressure off of you?
Well, it'll take a tiny little bit of pressure off of the USPTO systems, where our systems currently are configured to do searches one at a time rather than bulk searches. But the amount of bandwidth that requires is not so huge. It'll take a little bit of workload off of us also because we won't be packaging up, you know, as many disks and answering as many of these requests for our data sets. But I think the big story actually is that it unlocks a treasure trove of USPTO data, frankly, of public data, of America's data, and makes it available to America's innovation community.
There's probably stuff out there or in there that people might not even realize, or maybe they did know was there but just thought it would be too hard to access. So now this frees it all up.
Right. That's right, Amy. So we're talking about more than 10 terabytes of patent and trademark information. We're talking about trademark applications. We're talking about patent grants and published patent applications. We're talking about trademark trial and appeal board proceedings and patent classification information and patent maintenance fees and trademark and patent assignment information. It really is a treasure trove of data.
Well, particularly as you talk about innovation, walk me through how somebody might use this now that Google is teaming up with you. Just give me a for instance.
Right. So as an example, you might want to go to Google and search on assignment information for trademarks. And you'd now be able to do that by submitting a query asking for potentially a particular assignee and, choose a company that either has a big trademark portfolio or that you might think might own some trademarks. You input their name and you'll get a query result that will indicate the trademark filings that are assigned to that company. So that's an example of an assignment kind of search that would be, very handy to be able to perform now as a single bulk query.
So how does this then fall into the Open Government Initiative? This has Open Government written all over it.
Well, that's right. It clearly is an implementation, an instantiation of the President's Open Government Initiative. And it's the USPTO making part of its data available in service of transparency, in support of the President's Open Government Initiative, in making this data available in a bulk form and for free.
Then who owns the information? Does that come under the purview of Google? Is it still considered federal? Is it considered owned by the American people? Is there an issue of ownership there, or is Google just merely the messenger?
No, Amy, that's a great question, and there's no issue of ownership. This is information that is not covered by copyright. It's all public data. It's free to be searched. It's free to be then accessed and further transmitted and copied. It's all just public information.
So in this instance, Google is serving as merely a conduit.
Correct. Yeah. Neither Google nor the United States government nor the United States Patent and Trademark Office has any ownership interest in the information at all.
And this is actually not going to be forever. I mean, the PTO is looking for a contractor, so you can have your own database anyway.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. This is a bridge or an interim arrangement. And what it does is it gets the data out there and bulk searchable quickly. We're also seeking a longer term arrangement that will enable us to make our new data available on a weekly basis. We create new, you know, accumulate new data feeds every week, every single week of the year. And we want to have an ability on a weekly basis to put the new week's data out and have it integrated with all the historical data so that on a continuous going forward basis, the American people will have access to the latest data coming out of the USPTO.
Why is it so important to make it so available?
Well, it's important to make it available for search and to make it available in bulk because that's what enables those who study the innovation system, whether it be inventors or creators of new brands, or whether it be academics and citizens who are interested in studying the patent trademark systems, the nature of innovation, it enables them, having access to this data, Amy, enables those folks to study the data, to study the system, and importantly, to create new recommendations and new thinking that enables us to improve the way our intellectual property system works in the U.S. In a couple of years or less, we'll have a long-range home that will enable us to, as I mentioned, make feeds on a weekly basis into this system. This is just a beginning in terms of elements of the data. Mm-hmm. In addition to updating it on a regular basis, there's also a lot more historical data that we're going to be putting out. And we're working with Google on aspects of that. We'll continue working with them, again, as a bridge. And we intend to, before we're done, to put out all public information that the USPTO has and make it truly bulk queryable and searchable to the U.S. public.